Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hi, Nick. One second, sir. I think we're live on.
So while they ask that, I'm battling those smiles as they scream.
Well, hello everyone. We seem to be having a few technical issues at the minute, but we are here, I think. Never mind. I know Nick is with us. Nick, are you there with us? Nick is doing something. I don't know what he's doing.
I'm here. I'm talking to you.
Yeah, hello, Nick.
I was talking.
Well, we didn't hear. Maybe you had her on mute. Who knows?
No. I don't know what's going on. I was just saying to everybody, obviously, apologies to everybody. We're having technical difficulties tonight with blog talk, I think.
Yeah, it's a blog talk issue tonight. I thought it was me because I'm on the switchboard. Never mind all.
No, not at all. So I was just saying to everybody, really, obviously you couldn't hear me, but it's been a bit of a mad week. I think, obviously, let me give out the numbers that everybody needs to phone in on if they want to read in. So we've got 760-283-4611 for US, and for everywhere else, it's 001-760-283-4611. And obviously then we've got the Skype, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And obviously just come in and you can get a free reading. I want to give you some dates, okay? Obviously we've got the competition as well with Colin Fry. Let me do that first, okay? Competition. Pair of tickets to go and see Colin Fry in his Higher Senses tour on the 27th of April at the Theatre Royal in St. Helens. We tried to do this last week, but obviously we didn't get any winners. Nobody was nobody just emailed me in, okay? You need to email me in the answer to this question, okay? What is Colin's surname, okay? What is Colin's surname? It's easy. You know, just email me at info@nick-humphreys.com, okay? And you can find it on my website, www.nick-humphreys.com, okay? Just email me the information, Colin Fry's surname, Colin Fry. You know, the clue is in the name, okay? So I'll keep saying it. So it's a pair of tickets for St. Helens on the 27th of April. So obviously then that date is coming up pretty soon, so I need to get rid of these tickets this week, okay? Also, I want to talk to you about other stuff that we are, or I am doing, because there's loads of stuff. I cannot explain in words what me, my dear friend Michelle, what her husband, and what our friend Karen have been doing over this last week and a half, okay? We have been organising a tour. We've been organising a paranormal investigation. Mm-hmm. I say investigations, okay? And I think the first thing we're doing, okay, and I'm going to go down a list, is obviously on the 11th of May, there is a paranormal investigation. So this is a local thing to us. It's in Crosshands Cinema, beautiful theatre, absolutely beautiful. 11th of May, Crosshands Cinema, from 9:30 to about 3:30 at night. We're going to be doing a paranormal investigation. They've actually asked us to do this to help them figure out what's going on in this place. Tickets are £35, £5 of which goes towards the charity. The actual cinema is a charity. If you want a space, please go to my website and go to the events page on www.nick-humphreys.com. That's one thing that we're doing, okay? And it's going to be under the banner of the Soul Seekers Paranormal Investigation Team, okay? We're completely professional, as you are aware, and it's just something that we're doing, okay? So let me go through the other list as well of what we're doing. I know we're doing... What else are we doing? Special Clairvoyant Psychic Night, okay? This needs advertising. This is on the 2nd of June, 7:30 till 9:30. This includes my dear friend Mike Davis and also Oscar, so who's also a presenter on the Mike Spirit FM show now. It's at the Neighbourhood Learning Centre in Follyview, Penygam, Pontypool. Now all the Welsh people are laughing at my terminology there, but it's in Pontypool, okay? And if you wish to have tickets for this, okay, which you will do because you don't want to miss it, please go to www.oscar-clairvoyant.com, or you can call him on 01202-523-820 or on 0778-576452. But hold fast, people, there's more to come. More to come, okay? That was just one great show that's going to happen, okay? There is more to come. We also have the Connections Tour. This is a fantastic show, including myself and my dear friend Michelle Morgan. And we are going to be doing our first stage of the tour in Clonesley. It's going to be called the Spirit Connections Tour 2012 with Nick and Shell. And it's on the 9th of June in Halfway Hotel in Clonesley. Starts at 7:30 till 10:30. Obviously, there is an option to buy a basket dinner, so like scampi and chips, chicken chips, you name it, it'll be there, as long as it's got chips included. Tickets are £11. You can buy the tickets at www.eventelevant.com/spiritconnectionstour. Okay. What we're going to be doing there as well, obviously, we're going to be linking to Spirit and passing you all lovely messages from your loved ones, having a bit of a laugh as well, because we'd like to uplift the atmosphere, bring the spirits through. But we will be raising money for charity also for the air ambulance. Because, oh boy, we need it in rural places, don't we? So, but we'll be doing a raffle. There'll be some fantastic prizes. We'll be offering a chance to win a private reading with myself and a private reading with Michelle. And I believe there'll be other prizes that will be included. And also we'll be selling T-shirts with the Spirit Connections tour printed on them. And I believe £1 for every T-shirt sold will also go towards the air ambulance. Have I finished? No, I haven't. It continues because it's a tour. Come on, people. Stick with me on this, okay? So we're going to then be doing, I'm going through this month by month. Obviously, I'm looking at my Facebook page, which is Nick, or International Medium Nick Humphreys. All the events are on there, okay? And they're also on my website. So then after that, we have, let me see, the 16th of June, another paranormal investigation. This is a exclusive, exactly like Cross Hands, an absolute exclusive, okay? Fantastic little place called the Melville Theatre in Abergavenny. Again, the tickets here will be £35, okay? And again, you can come to my website and buy tickets through there if you wish. I think that's how we've set it up so far. It's going to be a fantastic night. It's a beautiful place, and it would be a real shame to sort of miss that as well. Hang on, I'm just getting a message. Okay. Okay. So we have got one other show, and I believe, if I remember rightly, it'll be the 22nd, Friday the 22nd of June. The Connection Tour will also be at the Melfield Theatre. Okay, me and Michelle, doing what we do best, linking spirit, bringing them through for you and with loving messages. But also, me and Michelle, we work in different ways, and it's just going to be a great night on all accounts. Just going to be an absolute great night. So again, my website, www.nick-humphreys.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, International Medium Nick Humphreys. You can Skype me as well. Go to my website. You can Skype me, email me. Now, I'm going to look at my emails, see if I've got anybody that wants to win these tickets. Please, fingers crossed. Come on. You can tell it's a live show because I'm having to do all this by hand, obviously. We have no winners yet. Oh, I have to tell my wife we might be going to St. Helens to go and see Colin. She's jumping for joy. So, she wants to go and see Colin because he's a good lad. So, I think what we'll do... I think we will go to telephone lines. I think we will. See what happens. And see if we get any interference from Blog Talk throughout our chat with Spirit. So let's see if we can go to the telephone lines. And I believe the first person we have might be Natasha.
Hi, it is me. Thank you.
Oh, hi, Natasha. Hi, very
hi.
Well. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you. Yes.
And whereabouts are you calling from, sweetie?
California.
California. Okay, I bet you're having better weather than we are.
Oh, it's really nice and warm. We're starting to get super warm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't rub it in too much. how can I help you today?
I wanted to see if you can tell me what you see for my love life.
For your love life?
What you pick up with.
Okay, I'm just linking to Spirit for you, okay? Just bear me a second. Okay, thank you. Okay. While I'm linking to Spirit, my attention's been drawn to a gentleman that is actually in spirit, okay? I want to say he's probably about 5'9". He would have had thinning hair, but he wasn't bald, but he would have had thinning hair, okay? Okay, thank you. I get a feel for him that he would possibly have been on, he would have been on your father's side. I'm feeling more drawn towards grandfather with this gentleman. Would you understand this connection?
You know what? It's probably very well so, but if I tell you I didn't have a connection in the physical life with my biological father's side, but I notice when I have readings, I have my father's side come through a lot. And I don't know them at all, so I wouldn't recognize them. Yes.
Okay. Do you know, even if we don't have any physical connection on the earth plane, it doesn't mean that they don't love us at all. You know, it's love is universal. It's unconditional, as it should be, here on earth and in spirit. So, you know, when they come forward, they're obviously coming forward because they care about you. Okay. So, okay, thank you, sir. Thank you. Yep, okay. Okay. And he keeps wanting to tell me that of the name Doug, okay? The name Doug. Okay. He's telling me this is his name. Okay, so thank you. He's adamant that he wants me to tell or call him Doug. Okay, Doug, you can work for me, please. Okay, thank you. Okay. So she wants to know about her love life, Doug. Okay. 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 Right, so he's telling me, and he's giving me the feeling, actually, not that you're picky with the type of gentleman or person that you want to meet, but, okay, okay, thank you. What he's showing me is it gives me an impression that if I was to wear glasses, I would look at, the glasses would be at the end of my nose, and I would be looking over the glasses at the person. Would you understand this around yourself?
Yes.
Okay, so he's telling me, actually, you're okay, thank you. Okay, because he's telling me you've done this recently, and actually you shouldn't have done, because the gentleman that you were doing this to, or the person you were doing to, was actually really, really nice. You understand this?
So he's saying that somebody approached me, and I don't recall. I don't recall that. I really don't.
It could. Okay, think of it of another way, okay? It could be the fact that actually this could happen, okay? So a gentleman is going to present himself to you, okay? But you, mm-hmm. being in your frame of mind that you could be, okay, you would have your glasses, if you do wear glasses, at the end of your nose, and you'll be looking over them thinking, you know, what the hell are you? You know, that sort of thing, okay? But
okay,
he's telling me that,
but,
so he's telling me that you're quite judgmental, okay? You don't understand that.
I'm kind of picky. I mean, I don't know if it's judgmental would be kind
well,
of
just,
a strong
yeah,
word, but I am
kind of
picky, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Because he's telling me to... Okay, thank you, Doug. Okay. Okay. He's telling me that you need to... Okay, what's that again? Okay. Because he's telling me it's been a number of years since you've had a connection. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. 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 Thank you. Okay. Okay. With you? Okay. Sweetheart, do you understand he's talking about a loved one that would have passed over to the spirit world. You'd understand this?
Yes, I do have a loved one that's passed over. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Right, that makes sense. Because what he's saying to me, he's just saying to me, she's got a loved one that's passed the spirit, and actually, you're looking for somebody that actually matches that loved one. Do you understand this? It's like you are looking for, like you're looking for a carbon copy of what you once had. Does it make sense to this? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Because he's telling me you can't carry on like this, okay? Okay, thank you. He's telling me that we're all unique in our own little ways, okay? Thank you very much, okay? But he wants me to say to you that actually the person that's going to come into your life, it's going to make such a difference to you, okay? But it's going to be a difference in the way that you're not used to. Okay, thank you. What's that then? Okay. Okay. He's drawing my attention to somebody that would be working with their hands, but I also want to say that we'll probably work outside. So maybe either a gardener or somebody that was, you know, very good with the earth, that sort of stuff. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Second. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm just getting confirmation actually, because I'm getting a real. A real joy for flowery stuff and, you know, a greenery, gardens, like a landscapist, you know, somebody does landscapes and stuff like that. Okay. Okay. But I want to say, he's what they're showing me, the energy that's going to come in, I want to say is probably... Okay, thank you. Say again. Okay. I want to give you an age bracket, okay? Because this is the age bracket they're giving me. I want to say it's between 55 and 65. Now, I'm not sure if that makes sense, any sense to you.
Kind of much older than me, but it's way older than me.
Okay. I've got to give it to you, okay? Between the ages of 55 and 65. I'm feeling more drawn to 55 than 65, okay? So, but this is what they're saying. You need to keep your eyes open. Don't be judgmental. Don't look down your nose at this person, because this person is going to bring you so much happiness, okay, and bring you something to your life that you haven't had for quite some time. This is what they're saying to me, okay? Okay, thank you, Doug. Okay, say again. Ty, what? Now, he's singing to me, okay? This Doug is singing to me. He's talking about tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree, okay? Now, you've heard the song, yes? You've heard that song before?
No, I never heard that song before.
Don't ask me to sing, because I can't remember words. Maybe you need to look it up on the internet.
Okay.
But it's, I don't even know what it's, but it's tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Hang on. My wife's singing to me now. But it's about a connection. It's about remembrance, okay? But the yellow is about, how does the yellow make me feel on this one? Okay, yellow is about confidence as well, okay? And about shining your light as well. This is what I want to say. It's like putting yourself out there so everybody can see that, I'm this person, okay? But I have to say that I'd really like this gentleman that's going to come into your life. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay? Take this lovely gentleman's love from the spirit world, okay? I know you didn't know him, okay? But he's definitely grandfather in the spirit world on your dad's side of the family, okay? So take the spirit, the love from the spirit world. Also, if you want to listen to this message or this reading, go back to the archives on Mike Spirit FM and listen to it back as much as you like.
Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart?
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
Okay
guys. I'm just going to check the emails again. Obviously, I need somebody to win these lovely pair of tickets for the Colin Fry show on the 27th of April. Have we got any listeners out there that want a pair of tickets? I'm giving away. I'm not asking you to pay for them. You can buy me lunch if you like, but I'm not asking you to pay for them. It's for next week, 27th of April. The clue is in the question. What's Colin Fry's last name? Colin Fry. I can't say any more than that. Okay, in St. Helens. So there must be someone out there that wants these tickets. If not, I'm going to go. So let's go back to the telephone lines. Let's see who we've got on the telephone. I believe if my psychic ability tells me right, I might have Brenda.
Hello.
Brenda? Hi, Brenda.
Yeah.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And where are you calling from, sweetheart?
From Tennessee.
Tennessee? Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Isn't that where Jack Daniels comes from? Is it Tennessee? Oh, anyway, don't go there. How can I help you this afternoon, sweetie?
I was needing some guidance on career.
On career, okay. Don't say too much. Hang on, let me just link in for you, okay? Career, okay. Okay, what's that then? Okay. Do you know, I'm asking the spirit world, okay, just to connect for me and to give me something about the career that is coming up for you, because I don't feel that actually at the moment you're in a specific job. Do you make sense of this?
Yes.
Okay. I see a lot of... thank you. I see a lot of questioning, okay? So, like, you're questioning yourself at the moment as well, aren't you? You understand this?
Yes, okay. I do.
Okay. Because what I mean by also the other part of the question is that I see you filling out a lot of forms, so there's lots of questions being asked of you. Okay. Okay. But I also see that they're showing me actually you it's like in a movie, okay? Like they're showing me like you're looking at a newspaper and you're circling all these jobs. But then you look at them again, and then you sort of apply for only a third or a fraction of them. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. What have you got to do then, sweetie? Okay. Second. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. I'm asking, and what they're giving to me is their jobs and love life. It's sometimes they're the hardest things for us to try and figure out on what they're saying, because she's telling me, it's like you're again, like the previous reader, okay, or the lady, it's like you're being too picky. It's like you sort of, okay, think, okay, we're all, okay, right, thank you. She's talking about, look, I've got a lady here in spirit, okay, and what she's saying to me is like, don't think yourself above the station, okay? So what she's telling me is that either you don't think yourself capable of that job, or you think of that job not capable for you, okay? So it's like what she's saying is you're just being too picky. Okay, thank you. Okay. But she's also talking to me about letters, okay? Actually, the word she used was post, but obviously out there you call it letters or mail. But letters, okay, thank you. Okay, say again. And she's also talking about the fact that you need to email somebody. Do you understand this? You need to email somebody about a job?
Well, I've been doing that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, right, thank you. What she's doing, she's clarifying now, the job you're going to get, okay, or be offered, will not be coming through the post. It will be coming via email, okay?
Okay.
Second. Okay. Oh, I want to also, I'm just asking just other stuff as well quickly, but she's also just making me aware that it's going to be a bit of a surprise, okay? It's like, it's going to be like oh my God, I didn't realise, you know, I could get that job, that sort of thing. It's just like, I'll send it just to see what happens. But there's no way on this earth that I'll get this job. But actually, you will. Okay, and this is what she's talking about, the fact that you shouldn't look below or above your station. You know, you are as good as you put out there, okay? I think it's, yeah, okay. Understand a lovely lady in spirit that is calling herself Nan, okay? Like she's a grand to you in spirit, okay? On the mother side of the family she's talking to me about, okay? Do you understand this?
Oh, yeah, my grandmother.
This is the lovely lady. She's really quite bubbly. She's like, she's got curly hair. You understand? She's got curly hair, but quite big.
Okay, like yeah, well, that might be, well, I want to say it's my grandmother, but my grandmother didn't have curly hair, but I have a really good friend.
Right.
That may be her.
Okay, don't feed me any more, okay? So I'll try, right, can you just give me a bit more? I want to stick with the curly hair, okay? It's not like tight curls, okay? It's like big curls. Big, like a big hairdo sort of thing. Do you understand this? You understand where I'm coming from with this? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, thank you. She's telling me, actually, she's got broad shoulders, not physically, but she had in her spirit life or in her earthly life, she's got broad shoulders. So she took quite a lot of stuff on. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. So she was a real strong character, and also she's just telling me she was a real strong character for you as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so like she was like a support for you as well. Okay.
Yes, she was.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah. Okay. She's just telling me actually that her passing, or basically what she just said to me was she left quite quick, or she left you quite quick. Does you make sense of that? It's like her passing was quite quick. Okay,
yes, it was.
Okay. It's like she's just saying to me now, do you know, can you just tell her I'm really sorry? I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know. I just went. That sort of thing. It was that quick. Thank you. Say again. Okay. But she was talking about also an illness. You'd understand there was a slight illness as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. But she's talking about she said her first words were a slight illness, okay? Oh, it was a slight illness. But actually, what she didn't realise, the illness was a little bit more than just a little, just a small illness. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it was. It ended up being quite severe.
Yeah, so she didn't realise, this is what she's saying, she didn't realise it was so severe that actually she would have just passed so quick. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. But she wants to say to you, okay, a thank you, because she's telling me that actually you you helped quite a lot from the passing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it would make sense.
That's what she told me. Okay. Okay, I think it's all right. Okay. It's all okay. Thank you. She's talking about organising stuff. It's like you organised lots of stuff for the or after the passing. You'd understand this.
Yes.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Okay. Okay. And she's just drawing my attention to grandchildren. So a specific thank you about looking after grandchildren. Do you understand this? This is.
She has one grandchild. So I do understand that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, all right, thank you. So she's coming forward this evening, sweetheart, okay? Not only to tell you that actually she's helping you, okay? She's just telling me about this job. It's going to come through via email, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. But she just wants to pass on her thanks to you, okay? Okay.
Okay.
She's just saying a friend in need is a friend indeed, okay? Or something of sorts, okay? And that's something that she would have said in her life as well.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Sarah. Okay. See you again? Okay. She's also saying to me, actually, there's not friends, but that she's saying there's lots of others here for you to give you support as well. So in spirit world, so there's family in spirit world that are also giving you support. Okay, now I understand that also sometimes that we don't realise that spirit come through to give us support. Cause we always maybe we feel a bit alone. We don't feel those hands on the shoulders or that stuff. But they work in the background where we don't see sometimes. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna leave that there for you, sweetheart. Okay. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing the right thing. You're emailing lots of jobs and sending out application forms, but the job's coming to you via an email. Okay. And it's going to be a good job. It's going to be a bit of a surprise, actually, or you're going to be surprised, actually, you got the job. Okay. But take this lovely lady from Spirit World. Take her love. Okay. And know that she's around you and supporting. Okay, sweetheart.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. If you want to listen to the reading again, obviously go to the archives on Mike Spirit FM, okay?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Have a great evening. Sure.
You're welcome. And yourself. Thank you. So, guys, do you know, I just love my job. I love linking to Spirit World and being able to pass on these lovely messages. So I know I've got other readers, callers. I need to check my emails because I really want to give away these tickets. Otherwise, I'm going to sell them to Mike. I'm going to sell them to Mike. So the question is, what's Colin Fry's surname? Obviously, it's Fry. The email address is info@nick-humphrey, spelled HUMPHRIES.com. Email me within 20 minutes, okay? And you will get a pair of tickets to go and see Colin Fry at the Higher Senses Tour in the Theatre Royal in St. Helens, okay? Now, I know every time I come off air, people say to me, do you know you need to calm down, talk a bit slower? But I can't help it. I know I've only got an hour, okay? But things are going to change, okay? An hour goes by so quick, but things are going to change. As from the 5th of May? Nope. It's on the 1st of May. As from the 1st of May, my show is going to be extended for 2 hours, from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Think of that, guys. 2 hours of me jibber-jabbering, okay? But linking to spirit for you, okay? I can't wait. It's going to be such a great show. I'll have guests come on as well, and, you know, we can have a bit of a laugh and do some linking messages and so on. So, yeah, great fun. So let's go back to the telephone lines. I think we may have Christina. Christina, are you there, sweetheart?
Yes, Christina's here. Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well. And yourself?
I'm good. I was hoping to get a reading from you, Nick, please. I'm feeling a little bit tired. There's some stressors in life, and I wondered if you could pick up a message from Spirit for me, please.
Okay, let's see what they have in store. Okay, let's have a look. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Can you just come forward? Okay. 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 Do you know, I want to say to you, okay, and you can tell me to be quiet or mind my own business, okay, but she's telling me, okay, this lovely lady in spirit, she's telling me, actually, do you know what, some of this stress is self put on, Okay? So you take on too much and you get stressed. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Okay, sweetheart, and who are you? Okay, thank you. Okay. Because you're telling me actually you're getting stressed over, it's not over nothing, obviously, okay? But you're getting stressed a little bit about work as well. You understand this?
A little bit.
Yeah, it's not the major factor here. It's just a little bit. It doesn't help, okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Give me a bit more. Okay. Oh, okay, right. But also, she's drawing my attention to a gentleman on the earth plane that is causing you some stress. Does it make sense of this?
There could be a few. I know we're not supposed to feed you. I just recently received my divorce last week, but there's a gentleman that I'm not in a relationship with that's causing me stress.
Okay, yeah. She didn't specify. She just said there's a gentleman on the earth plane that's causing you some stress. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. She's just telling me to tell you, okay, that don't jump out of the pot into the fire, okay? If you'd make sense of this.
Yes, I
thank
do.
You. Thank you. Okay. Sweetheart, you'd understand the lady in spirit that would be mum in spirit?
My mom is still living, but I have two grandmothers that have crossed.
Okay. Mum's side of the family, she's telling me, okay? So
yes.
That was my mistake there. I put my hands up, okay? Mum's side of the family.
Not your mistake, because my grandmother on my mother's side was my mother, really, more
right.
So, not biologically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Okay. Okay, sweetheart. Okay, thank you. Okay. She's talking to me about being unsure. I don't know, why are you talking to me about unsure? Okay. She's telling me that you've been unsure as to whether you've done the right thing. Does that make sense of this?
Yes.
Okay. She's telling me, girl, you need to open your eyes, okay? Okay. Right? That's all she's saying to me. You just need to open your eyes. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. And she's talking about... what's that then? What's that? She's talking about an opportunity that's been offered to you recently as well. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And she said, she's just following up with, as one door closes, one opens. Okay? So what she's meaning by that is that, actually, you should probably take this opportunity. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. There's also a trip coming up for you as well. You understand this as well?
Possibility. Yes.
No? What possibility? There is a trip coming up for you.
Okay.
she's just telling me there's a trip coming up for her as well. Okay, so I have to give it to you how they're saying it, because otherwise, if I interpret it, it could come out completely wrong. Okay.
Okay. Second.
She's talking about a birthday or something, an anniversary that would be in May. You'd understand this? May, quite an important anniversary or birthday. Birthday. She's talking about birthday.
There are quite a few birthdays in May. There's a few.
So what she's doing, she's just giving you a link then, that so you actually know that she is
okay.
Who she says she is, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Now, she's talking about boss man, okay? Bear with me in this one, okay? Sounds a bit bizarre. But she's talking about a gentleman in spirit world that she says, just tell her I'm here with boss man, okay?
I got it, yeah. That's my, I can't feed you, can I?
No, you don't. No, don't
yeah.
Feed me. But I want to say, he's not. I can't.
Tell him damn time.
Okay. Right, hang on a second. Okay. Because he's quite a strong character. You understand
yes.
this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I have to say to you, okay, I know you just said it's about time, but I feel actually that he doesn't come through very often, if not at all. You'd understand this?
Yes, I do.
Sweetheart, do you understand? This would be Dad in spirit. You understand this?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
And just to confirm what you said, he always considered himself like a boss man, mafia boss, whenever he ran the house, but... You know, so that totally fits him saying that.
He's clicking his fingers now. He's got me clicking my fingers, and he goes, "That's my girl." Okay. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. He's just telling me to tell you to keep your chin up. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. He's telling me, I'm walking around and I'm looking at my feet, and he's telling me, don't tell her not to do that, because you've been walking around looking at your, as you're walking, you're looking at your feet. You'd understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you need to stand up, you know, walk straight, look ahead of you. Okay, don't miss the world that's going by. Okay, this is what he's saying to me. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, okay, okay. Who? Second? Okay. Who's that? Can you just say it once more? He's talking about Jasper. Jasper? Yes, sir. Jasper. Do you understand the name Jasper?
I don't understand Jasper yet, but I'll write it down.
Yeah, write it down, okay. Jasper. Okay, Jasper. What is it? Is it a name or is it the substance, Jasper? Yeah, I can't talk. Jasper. Okay. Is it substance? Jasper. He keeps going on about just Jasper, so just be aware of that name, or it could be the crystal, okay, Jasper.
Okay.
So just be aware of that, okay? He's not giving, he just said, oh, Jasper. And I was like, okay, you know, I have to give it. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay. Okay, right, thank you. Okay. Second. Right, he's also, and this is from the lady as well, but he's also giving an impression to me about medication. So he's telling me you're on medication for something at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Because, sweetheart, he's giving me a concern over the medication. He's like, what she need that for? Do you understand this? So it's a question around why you're taking the medication. You understand this?
Yes, I do. Well, I mean, I do, but we don't have time for me to go through the whole thing, but I understand.
No.
Yes,
okay, so, okay. I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you to come off any medication, okay? But what I will say to you is maybe you need to go and see a professional about the medication you're on. Is it right for you? You know, that sort of stuff, okay?
Okay.
Because he's given me a concern about it. Okay, I feel maybe he feels that you shouldn't be on it, but it's not for me to say, it's for a doctor to say, okay?
Correct.
Thank you, sir. Okay, thank you. Okay. It's also talking about money, okay? A concern with money around you as well?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. It's telling me for you to not to worry, okay? Not to worry. Okay, thank you. He said, well, hang on. Not to worry too much. Don't worry too much about the money, okay?
Okay.
It will come, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. It's also following up. So will the job? You understand that?
I do what I do, yeah. He probably wants me to get a job.
You do whatever you feel happy with, okay? Okay, I'm gonna end this here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, thank you. What's that then? He's given me a Saint Christopher to give to you, okay? I feel he had one or he wore one, okay? But he's also given it to give to you, for safety on your travels, because I feel your life is a bit of a journey at the moment, as we, you know, life is a journey, but more so for you. So it's a protection for you for this, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So take their love from the spirit world, okay? The reason he doesn't come through very often is because he's a bit of a skeptic, okay? And he's very unsure on how it works. So bear with him,
mm-hmm.
okay? The more he does it, the more he will come through, okay?
Okay.
Take their love from the spirit world. They adore you. They love you. I thank them for coming through, because when they come through to me, they also give me some of that love, and I absolutely love it. I think it's so fantastic. Okay,
thank
sweetheart?
You.
So I hope that's okay for you.
Thank you. Okay? It's wonderful. That was beautiful. Thank you, Nick, so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You can always follow me on Facebook, International Medium Nick Humphreys, okay, or look at my website at www.nick-humphreys.com.
I follow you everywhere. I followed your pages. You're my friend. Everything, Nick.
I am your
stalker. Yes, you can. I'll hang up now so you can take somebody else. Yes, yes, your stalker. Thank you, Nick, so much. And thank you, Mike. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, guys, I know I'm coming close to the end of my show. Obviously, we had 15 minutes missed because of the problems. So let me run over this and let me just check my emails, okay? Because if we don't have a winner for these tickets, unfortunately, I will have to go myself. Oh, what a shame, eh? Yeah, it's all right. It's my wife Helen in the background. You can hear her saying, what a shame. So nobody's come through to me. Obviously, I will keep the competition open till probably Sunday with Mike's show, just to see if we do get a winner, if Mike can give these tickets away, or even Oscar on... actually, I'm doing Andrew D's show on Thursday. If you want to catch me again, I'll keep these tickets till Thursday. I think the show is at the same time as mine, 9:30, I believe. So I'll be coming straight in from church, putting on the necessary computers and coming on and doing more readings for you. Okay, again, you can catch me, www.nick-humphries.com. All the events that I've mentioned at the beginning of the show are on there. My apologies to anybody that phoned up this evening and was waiting. If you didn't get a reading tonight, there will be plenty more chances on Thursday, and also when I go live to my two-hour show in May. You can catch me on international medium Nick Humphries, and Wednesday. I'm just being reminded by Mike. Mike, do you want to come in and just tell me what you mean by Wednesday? I know you're there.
Yeah, I do want to come in and say that, because I'm great, but as fast as I can, Nick, and you know me, I'm multitasking, we just don't mix.
Okay.
Our friend Oscar. He starts tomorrow.
Does it really? Oh, he's come around so quick.
So fast. It's up on us.
Yep.
And he starts an hour later than you. So it's this time, right now, tomorrow you'll be starting. That's 10:30 UK time, which I believe it's 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. So, you know.
Wow.
Bring on Oscar, that's what I say. I can't wait for Oscar to come on.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be an interesting show, Oscar, definitely. I think I'll have to be listening in as well. So, again, yeah, apologies to everybody that phoned in, and obviously for the technical problems we're having at the beginning of the show. Sometimes these things are out of our hands, and you know, I love giving readings. I am getting quicker with my readings on the airwaves. It's completely different how I work, but I love it just as much, if not more, because it's just fantastic. So again, you know, thanks to Mike for producing for me tonight. Anything you'd like to add, Mike?
No, I just know you got a stalker, Nick.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got a few.
Mm-hmm.
So, but guys, I'll come to a close of my show this evening. Thank you once again for listening. Until Thursday. It is Thursday now, Mike, isn't it? At 9:30.
Thursday, 9:30, you're taking over Andrew D, so, aren't you?
I am, yep.
But I might even be there with you, Nick.
Really? Oh, cool. Yeah, there you go.
Maybe we should do up.
Maybe. Why not?
Let's just find out if the chat room wants us to do up. And now is the time to post your messages if you want me and Nick to do up on Thursday.
Yeah, go on.
It's literally seconds to post in the chat room before I close it to let us know if we've got a smiley face. On you both. Hell yeah. Well, Nick.
Okay, mate. Definitely. We're on for Thursday then.
You know, we also miss Andrew, don't we, Nick?
We do.
Andrew will be coming back. I think it's the week after he's coming back, isn't it? Yeah, I know that we've been seeing for unforeseen circumstances, but we will tell you the story. Andrew, bless him, has just moved home, and he has no connection for the internet. So, you know, we have to bear with him. Because he is coming back next week. But it looks like, Nick, me and you are doing it and up on Thursday for this show.
Yeah, aren't you somewhere else on Sunday, Mike?
Sunday?
Yeah.
Nick, you got me mixed up with someone else, mate.
I thought you was on another show Sunday, maybe.
On Saturday?
Oh, Saturday.
Yeah.
There
you go. Yeah, I am. I'm looking forward to Saturday.
Yeah. Do you want to tell everybody where, quickly?
Well, it's on Blog Talk Radio, and... Do you what? I have forgotten, and I'm sure it will be reminded to me very, very quickly. You have literally seconds. So this one better.
Okay.
It's on. Well,
it's on.
blogtalkradio.com/.
Spiritual Journeys.
Spiritual Journeys, that's the one, Saturday. And I'm sure it's at.
Christine is going to.
Ooh. Not going there, Nick. We need to end the show.
Yes, okay. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and to until Thursday. I'll speak to you then.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphries Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick or visit his website www.nick-humphries.com. Love and light to you all.